Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Let's open up the Chucky's sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
The Ohtani thing is, I mean, the conspiracy theorists are all, they're out there.
Is it really a conspiracy theory? Just the thought that maybe he was in on the bets?
Yeah.
I mean it's just for the fact that they're denying it, right?
Well, I mean, the interpreter's changes in story.
What is the interpreter saying now?
Well, remember he said he was fronting the money, and now he's changing his story. He told ESPN Ohtani had willingly given him the money, and then a day later he said Ohtani was unaware of the payments,
which is probably not true.
Some days I make 20 bets.
Right. So, I mean, the conspiracy theorists are out there saying, "Was Ohtani making the bets?"
Right. Yeah. Of course, I said that yesterday. I mean, it's obvious. That would be a thought.
He could be the fall guy, the interpreter.
I mean, who knows? But it would obviously be the thought.
Yeah, exactly.
That he and his buddy were kind of doing this together, or he at least at a minimum knew what the guy was doing.
I had a buddy text.
Who you like? Put it in.
I had a buddy yesterday text me. I'm not going to say his name. He's in law enforcement.
Might have an idea who it is.
No, it's not that guy.
How do you know who I'm thinking of?
I know exactly who you're thinking of.
Not Kevin Davis.
I can neither confirm nor deny who I'm thinking of.
I mean, look, who knows what? He just says he's got a buddy in law. He's in law enforcement. He's got a great source that says that Ohtani is not clear of this. But who knows how far, how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
But you know what?
We're going to talk to Brandon.
They're going to protect him.
Oh, I know.
I don't think the truth will ever really know the truth. Or if we do, it's not going to matter. I don't see anything significant happen to Ohtani. Maybe they suspend him for 20 games or something. But
if they found out he was betting on baseball, that would be legit.
I think they would cover it up, though. Yeah, I know. That's huge.
He needs to get stateside after their series in Korea, and the media needs to do their job. Like, they got to hound him and ask him a billion questions about it, and then they'll find irregularities in his answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
just not sure it'll matter. I think they'll protect him. I think MLB will protect him.
Well, if the government's investigating, they need to. They don't care about baseball.
No,
they don't care about Major League Baseball protecting him, right? Mm-hmm. So the
they
government,
might, if they write him a check.
If they no, they would have to hammer him.
Here's the change of story. So ESPN's Tisha Thompson broke details of the story, including the interpreter's change in story. That an LA official claimed that Ohtani only found out about the missing money during the post-game clubhouse confession. Then a follow-up post said that Ohtani had to go to a translator to confirm a statement during the meeting from the owner, Mark Walter, saying that he'd paid off the debts. Thompson then revealed in a story that sources told her that Ohtani's reps have asked law enforcement authorities to investigate as well as to explain why there was a discrepancy between the two accounts.
I don't understand why they changed it to theft, though. Why wouldn't they just come out and say, Ipe got into some trouble, Ohtani, being the best friend that he is, covered his bet.
Hooked him
That's
up.
Why he Took wired the money. You I think slap they... on the wrist you, if you must. Okay, whatever. We'll all move past it in 5 minutes. Now there's a big conspiracy theory that Ohtani is an addict.
Yeah. It's just like the initial reaction to it. They just had to come out and
maybe
trying to protect him.
Ohtani's just a big old degenerate that that loves gambling at nosebleed stakes. I mean, that.
I mean, it would make sense because of the two, the nosebleed stakes would be, he'd be the one that would kind of need that to get going. The other guy, if you bet $5,000, it'd probably be, you know.
Definitely. That's enough for most people. You have $5,000.
The kind of money that he's wagering, it seems crazy that some random interpreter making $100K a year, you know.
Right.
Needs that kind of sweat.
They're making that kind of, they're making those wagers. But who knows?
I tend to side with you. The only thing is, a lot of times these guys who make so much money, and I can't remember who I saw recently, was Busto, that made over $100 million in his career. They don't pay attention to the details of their money.
Well, we talked
so
about
so this guy could have been taking the
who's
money.
Who's the pop star that just...
It's true.
It was $50 million in debt to MGM.
We were just talking about Mars.
Yeah, but they denied it. The next day, MGM came out and said, not true, doesn't owe us a penny.
Okay, well, who knows?
I'm not sure who to believe
I don't know who to believe there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I say about this. I don't know who to believe, and everyone's corrupt, so I have no idea.
I mean, how does someone just make up that number and make up that
I don't know.
Fact? You know, it's just,
people
I don't
make up everything.
But it was a player like akin to Antoine Walker, who we've talked about. It was with the Celtics for many years, in the NBA for years, made almost $200 million in his career as Busto. And it happens. And a lot of times it's because they turn to advisors who siphon their money.
Well, and they also just spend it crazy.
They make bad investments or they keep spending money.
I mean,
money,
there's an article that's viral this morning about Travis Kelce, all the money he's spending on private jets just to date Taylor. Did you guys see that? He spent over $1 million already in just a private jet.
That's a lot.
He needs to go Busto date.
He needs
dummy.
A NetJets endorsement. Is what he needs.
Yeah. So Ohtani, who there wasn't one leak about his free agency, kept that on complete lockdown, right, until he signed. The guy had a secret wife. He was married. Nobody knew about it.
How long was he married? I thought he just recently got married.
Nobody knew he had a girlfriend. Nothing.
Right? The Dodgers said they were surprised.
Completely surprised.
Right, I remember that.
Apparently, he had a dog that nobody knows the name of, and we're supposed to just believe that he got sloppy with his bank account and didn't notice anything. I mean, he sounds like a very calculated guy.
I don't believe for a second he didn't know.
No, well, JP's saying these guys get sloppy with their money. With Ohtani, I mean, we don't know a lot about him, but it doesn't fit.
You think he's just leaving his account number wide open for this guy to siphon into?
I also just think it doesn't fit that some nubs guy is betting millions of dollars.
I mean, it
makes no sense. Right. The guy that's going to bet millions of dollars more often than not is going to be the guy that has the means.
Right. Guy that has
at some point that has
role.
Some money.
Right.
You know, it's just some loser making $50K is not betting millions of dollars.
Well, who knows what he's making?
Well, what if he says, hey, Shohei's my best friend, and I know if I ask him, he'll cover any kind of significant loss. Do you think you can extend my line of credit?
I'm sure you could get his line of credit extended in that circumstance. I'm sure you're right. But I just don't think a guy like that needs to bet that kind of amount to get that kind of sweat. Unless maybe
you don't know. I mean, he could go 0 for 20
if he's
in soccer plays.
Just start doubling up. Yeah. You're right. That could happen.
If he's a degenerate, he's addicted to it. I used to do this when I was in college. I didn't have money, and I was betting $500 on a game. I had $5.
Right, betting money you didn't
have. And I had to go borrow money from my uncles.
I mean, I know. Everyone gets overextended.
I could see that.
But that's a crazy amount to get overextended for like a normal person.
It just happens, though, sometimes. You know?
The interpreter I interpret is basically a normal person. Most normal guys don't get in the whole millions, $5 million.
It's a lot of money, but we don't know anything about him. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that he's the guy that's making all the bets. I'm just saying it could happen.
I understand.
Common sense tells you, no, Otani's.
My guess is these guys are sitting around and it's what they do for kicks.
Yeah.
And hey, who do you like?
Common sense says that. But
I know he's not spending.
We don't know the story yet.
There's a lot of downtime.
He's not spending money on haircuts. Man, he's got a bad
Otani.
Haircut.
No,
not
the interpreter.
Oh, interpreter.
Yeah, you should go see my guy.
Hair's a big mess.
Go see my guy. He'll do it in 2 minutes.
I'm putting up the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. There's really three possibilities. Otani has the gambling problem. The interpreter is the fall guy. The interpreter gambled his way into massive debt. Otani paid it off and didn't know. Or the interpreter used Otani's accounts to pay the debt without Otani's knowledge, which is the theft accusation.
Rob Manfred probably woke up and goes, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, look, we got
what
a showcase.
What do I
got
to deal with
got a
now?
Showcase game in Korea. This is nothing but good for baseball, and now it's completely overshadowed.
I hope this spins out of control. I really do.
Because
I just like the controversy.
Yeah, but do you want Otani to be suspended from Major League Baseball?
I don't care about Otani.
Doesn't hurt him.
He's not on my fantasy teams.
He can't pitch this year. He's only hitting.
I mean, maybe this would be a good year to suspend him.
I just like the controversy. And it's sports betting related, which I love. Speaking of sports betting related, we didn't talk about the Kansas-Samford ending last night, which I didn't see live. I just saw the highlights. But
yeah, I saw
our boy Hunter
morning.
Dickinson, you know, we had on Tuesday. And he talked about Samford and talked about how they love to shoot the three. They go 10 deep. They play really fast, and they did last night. But, of course, the controversy in Kansas' four-point win was with 17 seconds left, that kid made an unbelievable block on Timberlake. Nick Timberlake goes up for the dunk, the two-handed dunk, and the kid blocks it cleanly, called for a foul. They would have gotten the ball back with 17 seconds left, down one, and had a chance to win that game. But call the foul, hits two free throws, they're down three. Samford misses the three, and they lose. But man, what an unbelievable athletic play. And they just missed the call.
Mm-hmm. How did Hunter play?
He played great.
He did. Oh, good.
I mean, statistically, he played great.
Mm-hmm.
He had 18 and 20 and four blocks.
Wow. Good for him.
But, man,
it was a nice block from behind, swipes the ball away, doesn't contact the body.
It was a great block. Yeah, clean block.
Yep.
And Timberlake goes down, lands on his back. So I guess that reaction is why the ref blew the whistle.
I used to do that to Tommy Horsecamp every time he went to the basket.
You flopped? Or you would swat his nonsense?
They would have had numbers the other way, too.
They would have had numbers. 5-on-4, 100%. That's just a tough way to lose, man. Mm. So anyway, we kind of recapped day one, first 16 games in the first segment. Carolina, big winner over Wagner. Arizona struggled a little bit in the first half, but blew out Long Beach, 85-65. Iowa State, 17-point win over South Dakota State. Tennessee, big win over St. Peter's. Creighton struggled a little bit in the first half, but they win by 17. Illinois, same thing. They win pretty big. Of course, the big upset, Oakland beats Kentucky. Calipari, is he in trouble?
It's 4 years in a row of disappointment.
Is he in trouble?
Big Blue Nation is not happy.
They're not happy.
I'm going to say no. With almost $40 million left on his contract and the recruiting class you talked about, unless you have somebody who's going to be as good as John Calipari, I think that's tough.
It's just based on talent. But
that
formula apparently doesn't
it's the
work
formula.
Today in 2024.
Yeah, Jay Wright said it last night, and you guys talked about it in the last segment. It's just 18-year-olds against 23-year-olds.
It's men, fully grown
men.
Yeah,
and
Jay Wright said, like, these players are going to be much better than who they're playing in the tournament down the road. They're going to be NBA players.
Yep.
They have all the talent in the world, but at the end of the day, they're 18-year-old.
Right now, they're not as good.
They're 18-year-old kids who don't have discipline.
Their first experience in the tournament.
They don't know how to play the game in big spots yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just big spots, but it's also just discipline.
But I'm saying in a tight game like that, those 18-year-olds who are used to just blowing people out in high school,
they're going to unravel.
They can unravel, and defensively is where their issues are, right? And they're just not coached up well enough to make key stops in a, you know, against 24-year-olds.
I also, even though they hit some big shots to kind of stay in there and kind of have a shot there down the stretch, they rushed a lot of shots and they, you know, weren't taking great ones.
Yeah, and that's the inexperience.
They look like
the immaturity.
They look like the inexperienced.
Yeah, they look like 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, I would guess
they have all the skill in the world, though.
I mean, that's what Golke said after the game. He goes, "Look, I'm not an NBA player. These kids will be in the NBA." Mm-hmm. But he says, "I can compete because I know how to play the game." Mm-hmm. He's 100% right.
I would guess that Calipari will pivot a little bit and maybe look at transfer portal a little bit more to mix the great recruiting with one or two guys.
But you know how Tony Bennett just got killed because his style basically is outdated, mm-hmm, or antiquated. It's kind of the same thing with Cal. The style of what he's doing is, mm-hmm, just doesn't work in the NIL era.
It's possible, but you know, Bennett got all that criticism for a couple of years before he won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he kind of stuck it to all the people who are criticizing him, saying, "Hey, you criticized me, but we ran the same system and we won it all."
Right.
Well, the difference between that team and this team is he had NBA players on that team.
Yeah, but
their system has not changed. But if their players were better, he could still win with that system. He doesn't have the talent this year that he did when, mm-hmm, they won the national championship.
Okay, but what was his excuse 2 years ago when he had Oscar Tshiebwe, Reeves, Toppin, and he had a bunch of seniors on his team or upperclassmen, and he didn't do anything?
His excuse
system is you are vulnerable to a hot shooting team or anything like that.
They aren't capable of keeping up with a team. And if defensively, if another team's just making shots, they're not capable, the way they play, of keeping up.
But this is also, regardless of what style that you employ, this is the nature of the tournament. This is the nature of the three-point shot. This is the nature of what happens when the talent is so dispersed across the country now. Anybody can beat anybody.
I would agree.
More than ever. That's why, you know, when we were coming up, a one seed was never going to lose. Or the hell,
never even
very,
considered
very
it.
Rare that a two seed would lose.
Yeah. Totally different now.
Totally different now.
Yeah. I mean, the number of double digit seeds that are winning early in tournaments is crazy.
Yeah.
I also was rooting for Anthony Grant at Dayton. Now, they came back and beat Nevada. They were down 17 with 6.5 minutes left to go, I think.
He used to be at VCU, right?
No, yeah.
Am I right? Yeah.
Yeah, he was there for a few years. He was at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually one of the coaches that Maryland was very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know for a fact that, mm-hmm, they were higher on Anthony Grant than Mark Turgeon.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. That's a good post-hiring nugget.
But he goes to Dayton, and his daughter committed suicide 2 years ago.
Mm.
It's a sad,
That's
sad
awful.
Story.
Did not know that.
Those are the worst stories.
And so I just pull for a guy like that. The A-10 went 2-0 yesterday, Dayton and Duquesne. But I pull for Anthony Grant. Seems like a good dude.
Uh-huh.
And they come back, win by 3, beat Nevada. So today, 16 more games, Cakes. No nap today.
Got to fight the nap off.
New Mexico, Clemson. You got Northwestern, Florida Atlantic. I think that's the first game. Colgate's playing Baylor. I think JP's very interested in that game.
Me some Baylor today.
UAB's for the 12-5. UAB's playing San Diego State. That game's going to be played in Spokane, Washington. So UAB has to travel all the way out there. Western Kentucky's playing Marquette. I'm not sure if Kolek's playing in this. He could. He's been practicing. Stud point guard for Marquette. Stetson's playing UConn, 2:45. Yale-Auburn. That could be interesting. Yale, another older team. Colorado's playing Florida. A&M's playing Nebraska. Vermont's playing Duke. I'm very interested in that game. Grambling's playing number one Purdue. Charleston.
What the line is there?
Which one?
Purdue.
27.5.
Yeah, that's big.
You won't put $857 on.
You should.
You never know.
Just to win.
You never know when I get
are
the
signal. Are they offering a money line on that? I assume they are.
I can check. Yeah. I can tell you.
I saw a ridiculous story about Zach Edey that maybe he's grown, and it was, it was so ridiculous.
He's still growing? That's not fair. He's over
growing?
7 feet tall.
Zach Edey. Mm. And it was saying, is Zach Edey 7'8", was ridiculous.
I should be able to keep growing, not Zach Edey. He's already over 7 feet tall.
Hurting pituitary gland.
Okay? Stop it already. Stop with your growing.
Mm.
Please. All right, let me see if Purdue has a money line here.
If they do, put it
will
all
you,
up.
Will you put it all
up? Oh, they do have a money line.
What is it?
Minus 10,000.
So, right. So it'll pay you another $8.
Can you see if you
just
if you
sample it right
what
now?
What is that if he puts in 800?
I'll tell you right now.
What would he get?
I have $856.90.
It's similar to what he put. It's probably win another like $8 or $9.
Yeah. Will you do it? Just for the, will you do it for the show sweat?
My potential payout, including the stake on an $856.90 bet, is $865.47.
So it'd be about $7.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's like $9, $8.5 or $9.
I'm desperate for you to do it.
Look, when Purdue has a 25-point lead with about 6 minutes left, then that's when I hit. That's when I hammer. That's when I hammer them real hard.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.